Hey everyone, happy Friday.
My name is Ariel.
And I'm Leah.
And we're your hosts today for the Weekly Nutrition Dose podcast,
5 Minute Fridays.
On Fridays, we would answer one question y'all are curious about relating to nutrition and lifestyle in a quick and accessible way. Have you ever felt uncomfortable, not to mention sometimes frustrating, to have a feeling of having a balloon stuck inside your stomach and you just can't seem to resolve it? Maybe our tummy may feel full or larger than usual. Maybe we have had pain or discomfort around our abdominal area. Maybe our abdominal region made rumbling or weird noises. Or maybe you're farting more than usual. Well, if you have any of these symptoms, maybe you should tune in and take some notes, because if you haven't guessed it, today we're going to be talking about the science of bloating. Leia, can you go ahead and tell us a little about what bloating is?
So bloating happens when there's excess gas in the stomach and intestines of our bodies. When people are bloated, their stomachs may feel full, tight, or a feeling of pressure, and it may feel like there's no room left in their stomach. It could also feel painful and uncomfortable, and a bloated stomach could look visibly larger than it normally would look. Bloating is one of the most commonly reported symptoms associated with functional gut disorders and problems with the GI tract. If you're getting bloated constantly, it may be because of a digestive issue or hormone fluctuations. There are two types of bloating: abdominal bloating and period bloating. Abdominal bloating is caused by food, while period bloating is caused by menstruation. Okay. So now that we know what bloating is, another question can be asked. What causes bloating?
As Leia mentioned, people can get bloated for a few reasons, two of them being food and menstruation. About 10 to 25% of otherwise healthy people complain of occasional abdominal bloating. And of these, 10% say they experience bloating regularly. Up to 75% of people that menstruate experience bloating before and during their period. There are several causes of bloating. A main cause of bloating is undernutrition, not eating enough, and also having disordered eating patterns or an eating disorder. If someone has dietary intolerances, this could lead to being bloated more than normal. The primary reason of abdominal bloating is gas. Gas is a typical product of digestion, but too much can cause that uncomfortable feeling of bloating. Gas in our intestines is mostly caused by the process of fermentation, where our gut bacteria is digesting carbohydrates. This can be due to a number of things, such as eating too much too fast. Another way gas could get into our body is by swallowing air or consuming carbonated beverages like soda. But these gases are normally let out through burping before it reaches the intestines.
Other causes could be carbohydrate malabsorption, meaning our bodies are not absorbing carbohydrates correctly. There's also small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, functional digestive disorders such as irritable bowel syndrome, better known as IBS, or visceral hypersensitivity, meaning a higher sensitivity to pain in the internal organs. With visceral hypersensitivity, you may not even be bloated, but you would feel bloated because you're more sensitive to pain and such. Other causes of bloating may include constipation, bowel obstructions, motility disorders, which are abnormal muscle or nerve contractions that could cause spasms or lack of motion in the GI tract, anxiety, depression, stress, lack of sleep, or recent weight gain. Fun fact, a systematic review demonstrated that approximately 23% of patients with GI disease had disordered eating habits, which is higher than the 10% prevalence rate reported for the general population.
Other than gas and these other dysfunctions, the other leading cause of bloating is due to hormone fluctuations, which is why people often feel bloated before and during their periods. Estrogen is a hormone that is found in both women and men, but women have more of it. It causes water retention. Progesterone is another hormone that helps regulate people's period cycles. When estrogen levels spike and progesterone levels drop, we see fluid bloating. This is paired with a bigger uterus before a period and causes bloating. These hormones can also cause gas by slowing or speeding motility. Also, going back to the visceral hypersensitivity, estrogen receptors affect this, so someone could feel bloated. These are some of the main causes of bloating, and there is still so much more, but that's enough causes for today. So then, how long does bloating usually last?
Based on research studies, if our bloating is caused by something we ate or drank or even influenced by hormone fluctuations, it would typically begin to ease out within a few hours to a couple days. Of course, if it's due to constipation, bloating usually doesn't go away until we poop it out. If this doesn't go away or gets worse, we advise you to go seek the doctor. Now that we have a general idea of the science of bloating, let's go ahead and talk about ways to prevent bloating. First, let's talk about some lifestyles we can change or implement.
Exercising can definitely help with bloating. Exercising can help prevent water retention and keep your bowels moving while preventing rapid weight gain. Just standing up and walking around can help your digestive tract. Another lifestyle aspect to consider is being mindful about the way you are eating. Consider if you are eating enough throughout the day. If you're skipping a lot of meals, when you finally decide to eat, you might eat too quickly and get bloated easily. Try to slow down because feeling full is a delayed reaction. It takes time for food to reach your stomach and get digested. You also might want to take note of sensitivities or intolerances you may have, such as lactose intolerance, because I know that 12% of Americans are lactose intolerant. You should avoid these foods if you are noticing that they bother you. A dietitian can help you identify triggers and/or make sure other factors are not at play.
A hydrogen breath test can help screen for a few digestive disorders if bloating becomes a problem. Hormone therapy is another way that can help prevent bloating. This includes taking birth control, which is a pill that may contain different hormones such as estrogen and progestin. This can help prevent bloating and make periods less painful. This should be discussed with a doctor. Some people may experience bloating or constipation as a stress response, so even just relaxing and allowing your body to rest and heal can help prevent bloating. This can help relax and retrain different bodily functions.
Some nutritional ways to prevent bloating may include eating enough fiber. Usually, what happens when we don't eat enough fiber in our system would start to malfunction since we're not getting enough micronutrients such as our soluble and insoluble vitamins, eventually leading us to constipation. If we start implementing fiber, it's important that we gradually ease it into our diets. Otherwise, our system will start to be overwhelmed, and we need to increase our water to help move it along. When we start eating the fiber will usually cause more gas at first, but once it's in and going, it will help clean out our fermenting fecal matter that's stuck in our tract and signal our body to drink more water so that we can feel full sooner and help us not overeat. A fun fact about fiber is that it's an important prebiotic that helps feed and promote the good and happy bacteria in our guts. Too much fiber can also cause a lot of bloating. So if you always notice your stomach being upset after a big vegetable intake or because you're not incorporating a mix of foods, that could also be a cause as well. Our bodies work hard to break down fiber, and there can be too much of a good thing here. Drinking enough water is also a very important thing. Of course, one is to help us stay hydrated, but the other is to help motility along our digestive tract so that our food doesn't get stuck. Water also helps us with our satiety.
Some ways to relieve bloating include trying herbal teas such as peppermint, chamomile, ginger, turmeric, and fennel teas. These teas have special components inside of them that can help with digestion and breaking down gas inside our bodies, particularly the dandelion tea. It can help relieve water retention. Another way we can try is utilizing peppermint oil. These are natural antispasmodic capsules that help relieve your intestinal muscles and can also help your poop and gas move throughout your bowel system. Some people also take over-the-counter antacids that are known to treat heartburn and indigestion. Some that you may have heard of may include Tums, Mylanta, Pepto-Bismol, or Rolaids. These are known to help relieve the inflammation in their digestive tracts so that gas can pass through more easily. Magnesium supplements may also be a good option, since magnesium plays an important role in neutralizing stomach acid and relaxing the intestinal muscles. Fun fact, it also has a natural laxative effect, which can be helpful, but be careful not to take it too often, since it becomes less effective over time as our body builds resistance.
Probiotics is also another option that can help rebalance our gut bacteria. Some might help with digestion, while others may help with absorbing gases. But research stated that it usually doesn't take effect until we take them consistently for a few days or even a few weeks to start noticing the differences. Not to play favorites, but personally, I love probiotics. If you haven't seen the movie To All the Boys I Loved Before, I'm going to tell a sneak peek of the story to explain this. When Peter Kavinsky picks up Lara Jean and her little sister Kitty for school, Teddy was drinking this Yakult, which was an Asian sweetened probiotic milk beverage put into a tiny bottle with a red foil top. And Peter Kavinsky loved it. And let me tell you, I can definitely vouch for his statement because it's so true. I grew up drinking Yakult, and back at home, we call it 养乐多, since my mom would give one to me after my meals to help with digestion, and it honestly works like crazy, and it also tastes good at the same time. You can find it at the Asian supermarkets or even Costco now.
So, to answer the question in a nutshell, there are so many factors that can cause bloating, like eating too much too fast, eating too little, and or hormone fluctuations. But some ways to prevent bloating from happening are exercising, eating mindfully, watching your intolerance to foods, noticing the amount of fiber, and so much more.
Bloating is not fun, and it could be painful at some times, and annoying most of the time. But now that you know so many causes and ways to prevent it, it's time to put it into action. Hope we can help some people with this knowledge. Say bye to bloating.
All right, well that's all for this 5-Minute Friday. Thank you all for listening. We hope you learned something new. And if you're interested in learning more about nutrition and lifestyle, ask us and we'll do the research for you.
See you all next time.